The subject of taxes can be complicated and confusing. A situation may be treated differently depending on many different factors, including your personal tax situation, the entity being taxed, and the timing of the taxable event, just to name a few of the variables. It is vitally important to find competent tax advisors. Here's a summary of the importance of understanding the tax law. You can maximize the protection of your assets and minimize your taxes by selecting the appropriate entity in which to hold your assets. You can reduce your taxes by proper tax planning on a regular basis with your tax advisor. Anytime there is a change in the tax law, you should meet with your advisor to analyze its impact on you and your investments. Consider starting a part-time business if you do not already have one. It should have a legitimate business purpose other than saving taxes. Review your personal expenses to see if any qualify as legitimate business expenses. Learn the vocabulary of investing so you can better know what questions to ask your advisors. By properly planning your investment strategy and minimizing your taxes, you can maximize your cash flow. Reinvest your tax savings into buying or creating more assets.
Management of information. When I do my classes, many people think that I am referring only to the management of money when I refer to management. In reality, management is a very big word, encompassing management of money, time, people, resources, and especially management of information. In my opinion, one of the most important assets investors need to manage is their flow of information, especially their financial information. One of the reasons so many millions of investors lost trillions of dollars is because they received financial information that was of poor quality, late, often biased, and sometimes dishonest. Poor people teaching you to be rich. Rich Dad often said, "When it comes to money, there are many poor people telling you how to get rich." In 2003, while on a trip to Australia, I was interviewed by a writer who writes a financial column for a local newspaper. "Obviously, getting out of debt is your best investment," he said. Withdrawing a little, I politely said, "Well, sometimes getting out of debt makes sense, and other times debt can be good, even beneficial." "You're crazy," he stormed. "You don't know what you're talking about. All debt is bad. That is why I tell all my readers to get out of debt. Then, after paying off their debt, they should invest in a diverse portfolio of managed funds." "Okay," I said. "You write what you think is right." "I do," he said. "But don't you think your readers might like to know about the difference between good debt and bad debt?" I asked. "There is no such thing. What you are saying is a load of rubbish. If you want to get rich, the first thing you have to do is pay off your bills, get out of debt, and start saving money." I then asked the journalist, "Do you make your money as a journalist or as an investor?" "That's none of your business," said the journalist. The interview was over, and my point of view on using debt to get rich was never published. Ask your financial advisor. One way to manage your source of financial information is to ask your financial advisor a question similar to the question I asked the journalist in Australia. A question you can ask each financial advisor is, "Do you earn most of your money as a financial advisor or as an investor?" You would be surprised how many financial advisors will respond exactly as the journalist did. The problem with financial journalists is that you, as a reader, cannot ask them that question. And if you did, would they publish their answers truthfully? Will you guarantee it? In late 2002, while on tour publicizing Rich Dad's Prophecy, I ran into a heated debate with a financial advisor who had his own radio program. For those of you who understand marketing and lead generation, having your own radio program is a great way to find new clients. The financial planner said, "Your book is wrong. The stock market isn't going to crash." "How can you say that?" I asked. "Well, the reason the baby boomers will not pull their money out of the stock market when they retire, like you say they will, is because the baby boomers will soon be inheriting millions of dollars from their parents. Also, the Chinese will begin investing in the U.S. stock market, and that will cause the market to boom, not crash as you think it will." "Sounds good. That definitely might happen," I said. "Will you guarantee it?" "Guarantee it?" The financial advisor scoffed and sputtered, not sounding too intelligent to many of his listeners. "Well, of course not. How can someone guarantee something like that? No, I won't guarantee it."